The new immigration reform bill is 844 pages long and is sponsored by Democratic Senator Charles Schumer. It is the first large-scale overhaul of the nation's immigration laws since 1986, when the Immigration Reform and Control Act was signed into law by President Ronald Reagan. Mark Alvarez, a Spanish-language radio host who frequently writes on immigration issues in the Salt Lake Tribune's op-ed pages, says that while the labyrinthian bill isn't perfect, it would provide an opportunity for the nation's 11 million undocumented immigrants to come out of the shadows.
I think it means a lot for people who have been living in the shadows, because the critical point of immigration reform for me for years, and I think for a lot of them, has been there needs to be some way to legalize status. This immigration reform has a legalization program. It's not as generous as I would like it to be, but at least it gives people an opportunity to gain lawful status.
Alvarez also told me that in his view, the new legislation begins to match the nation's immigration system with our economic reality.
A broken immigration system has long put the brakes on immigrant initiative, on immigrant drive. I refer to it as a quiet determination of undocumented immigrants. Reforming our immigration system is going to allow them to participate much more fully in our society, in our economy. That's good for them. It's also good for us.
On the heels of the bill's release, a group of Utah community and business leaders held a phone conference on Wednesday morning to applaud the Gang of Eight and to throw their weight behind the legislation. Here's former Utah Attorney General Mark Shurtleff, crediting Utah efforts with paving the way for national immigration reform.
I've spoken with every member of the Gang of Eight, with their staff, with the White House, with the Department of Homeland Security. Every one of them, all the way up to the president, is saying this reform in Congress, this bipartisan, extraordinary coming together, really got a start in the state of Utah with the Utah Compact that then propelled legislation that was different, that was comprehensive in nature, that was compassionate and pragmatic.
The Utah Compact was a set of reform principles that focused on compassion at a time when the national dialogue was particularly heated. Utah's current attorney general was among the attorneys general from 35 states who recently penned a letter to congressional leadership in support of immigration reform. During the telephone conference, Bishop John Wester of the Catholic Diocese of Salt Lake welcomed the new legislation, which he said was overdue.
On behalf of all of us in the Catholic Diocese of Salt Lake City, and of course speaking, I believe, reflective of my brother bishops in the United States of the USCCB, that we certainly welcome the introduction of this so-called Gang of Eight, what they're doing, and the Senate bill, and urging Congress to begin this debate in earnest. We believe that the time has finally come when we can really fix our broken immigration system, which has sadly led to the division of so many families. We commend our senators who have worked to produce this legislation so far, and we call upon all members of Congress to work toward a humane solution to our broken immigration system.
Attorney Alvarez explained the major push of the new legislation.
Undocumented immigrants would have an opportunity to gain provisional resident status 6 months after the final rules approved. And so we'll have immigration reform pass both houses of Congress, signed by the president. Then after the final rule, 6 months later, they'll be able to apply for the provisional resident status. They'll have to show payment of taxes. They'll have to pass a background check. There's a fine of $500. There's also a processing fee. And so there will be some expense to people who want to apply for the provisional resident status, but that option will be available to them.
The Senate Judiciary Committee will hold hearings on the complicated bill beginning on Friday. For KCPW News, I'm Roger McDonough.